Chloe, your international loving children gathered here today to offer our gratitude in the form of a musical garden at your divine lotus feet, which includes the story of Christmas as it is written in the Bible. Beloved Lord, please accept this offering and bless all of us. Om Shri Sai Ram.
Because they were ruled by the Romans. They were praying very hard to God to send them a Savior to rescue them, which they called the Messiah.
To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you. Amen.
Jesus had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born, king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him." And the king sent them to Bethlehem. They departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
Thank you. Bethlehem's plain. Gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign.
They saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Oh, My loving pranams at the lotus feet. Dearest Swami, respected elders, brothers and sisters, we all feel that Prashanti Nilayam is our home. And for many in the international Sai community, coming home to Prashanti for Christmas is a wonderful thing and the highlight of our year. After this wonderful rendition by the Children's International Christmas Choir, I would like to say a few words of appreciation to those who have contributed so much to the choir in years gone by, and also to those who have taken up the role to continue its prosperity. As a token of our love, we would like to present a small gift to Miss Alma Beldings, who has recently taken a back seat after so many years of dedicated and loving service to the International Choir. From the depths of our hearts, we thank you, Elmer. Our program now continues with two international guest speakers, followed by Bhagwan's Divine Discourse from the 25th of December, 1989. Our first speaker, Miss Joyce Barker from Canada. Joyce, as an author, has published 9 books on the life and teachings of Sachusai. At 85 years of age, she is still in the process and about to produce her 10th book. She is best known for her book, Grandma Joyce. Joyce has been a member of the Sachusai Centre of Toronto, Canada, for 27 years, and she first came to her beloved Swami in 1988. Please welcome Miss Joyce Barker.
Pranams. Is it working? Now it is. Pranams at the lotus feet of Sri Sathya Sai Baba. My precious Baba, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Hello, Vancouver. I'm from Vancouver. This long-held desire to speak in front of Swami in Sai Kowen Hall has finally come to pass. It's been on my bucket list to do before leaving this realm. I know without a doubt that he is with us now, as he has always been and always will be. For all devotees, I pray for God's blessing on this happy Christmas day and throughout the new year. Christmas belongs to us all. Let us praise one God together on this holy festival. Baba wisely instructed us, the birthday of Jesus must be celebrated by all mankind, for such divine personalities who are born with a purpose belong to the whole human race. They should not be confined to a single country or community. Today we are following Baba's directives. All religions, all cultures have gathered to praise God in song and spoken word in celebration of Jesus' birth and life. As a small child, the family focus of Christmas was on presents and the elusive Santa Claus, what he would leave for us on Christmas Eve. Then, at age 6, I attended a summer Bible school at a local church, where I was told about the man Jesus, the God anointed one. It changed my life. I wanted to be like Jesus, to follow his teachings. It was the beginning of spiritual awakening. At summer Bible school, we learned to love our neighbor as ourself. That's a big one. Treat others as we want to be treated. Forgive so that God will forgive us. Love just because it's so lovable to love. And to serve wherever we need to. Little by little, Jesus' messages were molding little children into God's image. We sang "Onward, Christian Soldiers" at the top of our voices as we marched down the aisle of the church to receive our certificates at the end of summer. That same year, my enthusiasm for God inspired my mother, my father, my sister to be baptized with me in the same little church. The minister blessed us with holy water as we publicly accepted Jesus as our Savior. As a result of that baptism, I experienced my very first miracle. The future with Swami would reveal many, many more. The morning of the baptism, Mother detected a high fever in her daughter, who was plagued by illnesses since birth. Mother insisted that the baptism be canceled. I was crushed and begged her to let us go to church. It was just for 1 hour, I reasoned. The appeal worked, and the baptism went ahead as planned. But as soon as I got home, Mother stuck a thermometer in my mouth. It was normal. That just did not happen to me. When a fever came, it stayed. At bedtime, I quietly thanked God for his miracle. Jesus became my best friend, my guide for all life's little things and big problems, and my comfort in times of great sadness. Every Christmas, it still warms the cockles of my heart to remember the sacred birth of the baby Jesus. The endearing stories of Mary and Joseph and the baby, born in a manger because there was no room at the inn. Baba humorously said they had to move aside the cows for the baby to be born. Baba's words have added to the biblical stories I learned as a child. Jesus was himself a star of infinite value. Jesus was to shatter the darkness that had enveloped the world, and the aura of light was a sign he would spread the light of love in the hearts of man. Masters like Jesus arrive in answer to man's prayer, lead us from darkness into light. Jesus was born, and three Arabian kings came to see him. They were overjoyed at seeing the newborn babe. The first king said to Mary, "Mother, you have given birth to a child who loves God." The second king said, "Mother, you have given birth to a child who will be loved by God." The third king said, "Mother Mary, your child is no different from God. Both are one and the same." Once we understand the meaning of those three statements, we will know the truth. The one who loves God is the messenger of God. The one whom God loves is the Son of God. The one who understands the principle of unity becomes one with God. How can we understand Baba's principle of unity? What helps us to transform our thinking, our feelings, and our actions until we truly know my Father and I are one? Let's take a look at the monarch butterfly, which starts out as a lowly, scraggly caterpillar and transforms into an exquisite free-spirited butterfly. The monarch butterfly makes this epic trip, an exodus from Canada to the high mountains of Mexico. It travels 2,000 miles at 50 miles a day, fighting cold, storm, wind, spider webs, lots of birds, and heavy rains to reach its destination. How it survives is a miracle in itself. Many of the 100 million do not. The beautiful creature is tenacious, disciplined, dedicated to its goal to reach its destination. Butterflies know instinctively what to do and when to do it. Even though they may start their journey from across Canada and the United States, they all arrive at about the same time in November in the mountains of Mexico. There the cycle begins all over again. Laying eggs, death of the butterfly, birth of a new caterpillar, the emergence of a transformed butterfly. Then it takes four generations for it to make its way back home. A woman studying the life of a butterfly tried an experiment. She interfered with a caterpillar coming out of its cocoon by clipping just a few little threads in the cocoon. She meant to make it easier for it to emerge. But she discovered the shocking result. It could not fly. What a lesson for us to learn from a butterfly. We require the ups and downs of life, the struggles and challenges, in order to know that my Father and I are one. Once we understand that truth, we can accept the trials and errors of our journey to God as a gift to attain self-realization. So, struggle is one way to attain moksha, liberation from the cycle of life and birth. The exercise of struggle transforms you into an exquisite man-made creature called man or woman. Except that God knows best, and that any problem is actually a gift in order to transform you into pure love. Trust his wisdom, surrender to the problem, and look for the lesson to be learned. Baba said, quote, "Christ was the victim of envious persons who were opposed to his teachings and who leveled accusations against him. Devotees of God should not mind the criticism of envious persons. All good people face such troubles." Doesn't that make you feel better? "They should treat everything as meant for their good." That was how the Pandavas looked upon all the troubles they experienced. God knows what we need to change. Christ transformed into a pure, loving service in spite of the barriers that were put in front of him. He followed the five human values, just as we've been taught by Sri Satya Sai Baba, doing what is right, loving all, living truth in every single way, and being nonviolent in the process. Even though the Roman authorities tried to bring Jesus down by defiling his name, he never wavered from his goal of teaching us to love. Whatever has brought you to Swami's lotus feet, Slowly, oh so slowly, you are being transformed into a better person. Look back 5 years and see the distance you have come. A better person in many ways. Eventually, we all have to rise above petty grievances of envy, of jealousy, of greed. If we don't do it this lifetime, kids, we'll have to return again. Karma will not let us get away with our flaws. Over 32 visits to Prashanthi Nilayam since 1988 have been both exhilarating and sometimes very painful. But a mountain of karma has been burned by following Baba's directive, and this is what he had to say. Embark on self-inquiry to acquire self-knowledge. I will repeat it. Embark on self-inquiry to acquire self-knowledge. What started as an inquisitive child in summer Bible school in the year 1934 has evolved into Baba's CIA, constant integrated awareness, being aware what is felt, what is said, and what is done. I know Baba holds my hand, metaphorically, through the whole process. That is his gift to you, to all of us. Every word that Swami has ever spoken to me has been believed. Many years ago in an interview, he pronounced, "You will have a long and healthy life." That has been made possible over the last 26 years because Baba has healed me of osteoarthritis, a diseased uterus, rheumatism, and other health problems. Thanks to our loving Sai, I am still going strong. Baba is my very breath of life, my joy, my reason for living. Therefore, I thank you for allowing me to speak on Holy Christmas Day, all praising one God. The last thing on my bucket list of things to do before I die has now been crossed off the list. Hi, Ron.
Thank you, Joyce. Our next speaker is Mr. Neville Fredericks from Australia. Neville has spent the last 50 years of his life in the service of his local community. With 14 years in local government, 7 years as the mayor of his district. He has been a farmer and continues to operate as a businessman. Having received the inaugural Businessman of the Year in Wollongong City, 29 years as a devotee, Neville has served in many roles, including the Central Coordinator of Australia, Papua New Guinea and New Zealand. He is now in the role of the Zone 3 Chairman for the Sachusai International Organization. Please welcome Mr. Neville Fredericks.
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Distinguished elders, dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram. It is a great privilege to be with you here today on this sacred day, in this most sacred of places. It is a special place and time where people of all faiths come together to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Hundreds of millions of people around the world are celebrating this day in many different ways, but it was here for the first time in my life that I experienced Christmas Day as a truly sacred day. Jesus Christ was one of the greatest teachers in the history of the world. After 2,000 years, his teachings remain relevant, for he taught simple yet profoundly significant truths about love, righteousness, and truth. Through his teachings and example, he became known as the Prince of Peace. The greatest teacher of all times, Satya Sai Baba, said, "The great teachers belong to mankind. It is wrong to believe that Jesus belongs only to Christians and that Christmas is a holy day for Westerners only. Christ, Rama, Krishna, Buddha, they are for all men everywhere." Christmas Day is a highly significant day for me personally. On Christmas morning in 1985, as a 41-year-old, I found myself sitting under the banyan tree at Vrindavan. And it was there that I came face to face with the Sai Avatar for the first time, and I was shaken to the core. I had arrived there just to be with my family, not really being interested in a spiritual path at all. I was almost a disinterested observer. And as Baba's eyes passed across the men and met mine, an intense white light appeared in his eyes, a light with the intensity of a welding arc. It lasted for 2 to 3 seconds, and then he looked away. The air rushed out of my chest, and I am certain that my hair stood on its end. It took me some time to regain my composure. My 14-year-old son was sitting beside me. "Did you see that?" I said, in a tense voice. "See what?" he said. And I knew from that monotone reply that he did not see what I saw. And that only confused me more. The winds of change in my world of reason, logic, and practicality had begun to blow, and this first gust having gale force. A great deal happened to me in the next week, and I will relate to you what occurred on New Year's Eve that year. I had been ill for some 9 years with a duodenal ulcer. I had been quite ill and would routinely spend time in bed in considerable pain. It was a chronic illness and I had not found a cure. In the Bhajan Hall on New Year's Eve at Vrindavan, on that fateful evening, for the first time that week I found the strange singing somewhat beautiful. I had that evening been reflecting on my life, my illness, and the attendant unhappiness. Then a prayer emerged from within me. If God exists, I want to experience him in my life. Baba was quite close, and he turned and looked at me, showering me with divine love. It was the love of a mother towards her newborn times a thousand. Instantly a joy rose in me to heights never before or since experienced, and the floodgates opened. By then Baba had come over to me, and awash with tears I look up to him, and he said, "Very soon." That evening in our hotel room, shortly after midnight, powerful rushes of energy pulsed through my body. Although they were beautiful experiences, I was mystified through my lack of spiritual knowledge. Suddenly the thought came to me, "Sai Baba," and instantly the most powerful experience came over me. That was the moment that I believed that God existed and was omnipresent, and that Satya Sai Baba was an avatar, God incarnate on earth. The next morning, everything I saw was exquisitely beautiful, and I knew this to be God's grace. There is a famous Christian hymn, "Amazing Grace," with one line stating, "How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed." Baba has also said, "Seen through the eyes of love, all things are beautiful." It was later that day that I suddenly realised that my ulcer symptoms had disappeared. I knew I was well again, after such a long and relentless period of suffering. Soon afterwards, in an interview with Swami, he said, "When I looked at you, your spot was gone." From these spiritually elevating and life-changing experiences, from the teachings of Satya Sai, what have I learned as a Christian cultured person? I grew up in a strong Christian household with model, loving parents. In my early years, I was not taught that God was within, and in our prayers we asked just that we may experience God in our lives. My prayers at that time did not bear fruit. One may search in chapels and churches. We may pray in temples and mosques to reflect on life and to seek the truth. We may seek out quiet places in the forest or trek to mountaintops. However, this arduous journey need not be more than a half metre in length. That half metre is the journey from our heads to our hearts. It is there that we can find the truth of our being, and this is what I have learned from the Satya Sai avatar. Swami's teachings have given me a new and spiritually vibrant understanding of the biblical teachings, adding beauty and luster to the words of Jesus Christ. At last, I became comfortable, at ease, with my Christian heritage, and I believed in Jesus again. The core teachings of Satya Sai Baba is that we are not the body, not the mind, we are all sparks of the divine. Each one is a wave of love on the ocean of love. All of our spiritual practices and our striving to lead exemplary, compassionate lives are intended to lead us to the realization that we are spiritual beings, not separate from God, not separate from each other. The famous French Jesuit theologian Pierre Teilhard de Chardin said, "We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience." The following words from the Bible reinforce what Swami is teaching. In Corinthians 3:16, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and God's Spirit lives in you. And elsewhere Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Swami has said that at the subconscious level, every human being knows who they are, and the Atma, our soul centre, resides in the vicinity of the physical heart on the right side. When we assert ourselves, saying, that is mine, our hand naturally falls to our heart. We do not say, it is mine, and put our hand to our forehead. I understand that in the Hindu scriptures it also states that the Atma resides on the right side of the physical heart. Browsing through the Bible on one occasion, I also came across the words in Ecclesiastes, the heart of the wise inclines to the right, the heart of the fool to the left. The origin of our motivation to pursue the higher ideals in life comes from within. We frequently use the term inspired when we refer to someone who has great energy and who pursues noble or compassionate work. Inspired in spirit. The inspired person is energized and motivated from within. The significance of leading a dharmic, righteous way of life is another lesson I learned from Swami. This was very important to me, for as I had decided to serve the public as an elected official, following Baba's advice to me to do public work, I became mayor of my town, and after an initial period of turmoil, I learned how to find peace, contentment, and success by following Baba's advice to live in harmony with your conscience. In the book written by Baba, Dharma Bahini, I found the statement, Dharma empowers you. Dharma protects you. Dharma brings with it its own reward. These words empowered me greatly, and I did the best that I could, placing the welfare of the community above the usual petty political pressures. I found great contentment in this path, even though my critics continued finding fault. Jesus Christ also taught the importance of righteous living. It is an essential part of the Christian religion and culture. In fact, the practice of righteousness, dharma, is essential for the well-being of any society, for humanity at large. It always has been and always will be. Let me conclude by saying that I am ever grateful that Baba allowed me to come to know of him, to see him, to hear him, to touch him. Through him, I have a deeper and spiritually elevating understanding of the teachings contained in the Holy Bible. Through his teachings, I have come to know that each one of us is in our heart of hearts, goodness, truth, and beauty. Through Baba's teachings and my experiences here in Prashanti, I have come to believe deeply in the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. Dear brothers and sisters, on this holy day, may I leave a most important message with you. It is a Sai message. Believe in yourselves. Believe in your inherent goodness. Believe in the inherent goodness of each other. Om Jai Sai Ram.
రూపము దైవంబు ప్రేమమయము ప్రేమ రూపము దైవంబు ప్రేమమయము ప్రేమ ప్రేమతో సంధింప నీమమగును కాన ప్రేమను గట్టిగా కలిగియుండి కాన ప్రేమను గట్టిగా కలిగియుండి అద్వితీయము స్థానంబు చేరరయ్యా అద్వితీయము చేరంగ అర్హుడగుదు.
Love is the form of God, and God is saturated with love besides being the form itself. Love can easily mix with love. Therefore, have a firm hold on love and reach the unparalleled state of divinity itself.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ లవ్.
భగవంతుడు పరిపూర్ణ ప్రేమమయుడు.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ కంప్లీట్లీ సాచురేటెడ్ విత్ లవ్.
అట్టి ప్రేమనే సర్వులు ఎందుకూడను సమత్వంగా విదజల్లుతుంటాడు.
ద సేమ్ లవ్ కెన్ బి ఫౌండ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెసింగ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ in every human being.
పరిమళమైనటువంటి పుష్పమును కుడి చేతి ఎందుంచుకున్నను ఎడమ చేతి ఎందుంచుకున్నను ఆ సుగంధం ఒక్కటే.
Whether you keep a fragrant flower in the right hand or in the left hand, the smell will be the same.
అదే విధముగానే భగవంతునకు హితులు అహితులు అనేటువంటి భేదము లేదు.
ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే ఫర్ గాడ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ లైక్ ఎ పర్సన్ బీయింగ్ డియర్ అండ్ అనదర్ పర్సన్ బీయింగ్ నాట్ సో డియర్.
వారి వారి భావములను పురస్కరించుకుని కేవలము యత్ భావం తద్భవతి అన్నట్టుగా భగవంతుని యందు కూడాను భేదములను సృష్టించి భగవంతుడు భేదమయుడు అనేటువంటి మార్గములో జీవిస్తూ ఉంటారు.
సమ్ పీపుల్ ఫీల్ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ దేర్ ఓన్ ఫీలింగ్స్ దేర్ ఓన్ థాట్స్ దే ఫైండ్ దోస్ థాట్స్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ ఇన్ గాడ్ అండ్ దే చార్జ్ గాడ్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ హీఈస్ పార్షియల్ టు సమ్ అండ్ నాట్ సో ఫర్ అదర్స్.
మానవుని యొక్క ధ్యేయం ఏమిటి అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని గురించి అన్ని దేశముల వారు అన్ని మతముల వారు కూడాను దీనికి పరిశోధనలు జరుపుతూ వచ్చారు.
పీపుల్ బిలాంగింగ్ టు డిఫరెంట్ కంట్రీస్ అండ్ డిఫరెంట్ రిలీజియన్స్ హ్యావ్ మేడ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సెర్చ్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ వాట్ ది గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్.
అట్లు జరుపుతూ రావటం చేతనే మతములు అనేక విధములు కూడాను వ్యాపిస్తూ వచ్చాయి.
ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సర్చ్ రిలీజియన్స్ హావ్ టేకన్ డిఫరెంట్ రూట్స్ అండ్ పాత్స్.
ఈ క్రిస్టియన్ మతమునకు జీసస్సే దీనికి ప్రధానుడు.
జీసస్ ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పర్సన్ ఫర్ క్రిస్టియానిటీ.
నజరాత్ అనేటువంటి గ్రామం లోపల
ఇన్ ఎ విలేజ్ కాల్డ్ నజరాత్
మేరీ జోసఫ్ అనేటువంటి దంపతులు ఉండేవారు.
దెర్ వాజ్ ఎ కపుల్ బై నేమ్ మేరీ అండ్ ది హస్బెండ్ జోసెఫ్.
వీరి ఇరువురికి జన్మించినటువంటి పుత్ర రత్నమే జీసస్.
ది సన్ బోర్న్ టు దిస్ పేర్ ఈజ్ జీసస్.
మొగ్గ పుట్టగానే అందరినీ ఆహ్వానించడం లేదు ఆ మొగ్గ.
బిఫోర్ ది బర్త్ ఈజ్ బోర్న్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ లైక్లీ to attract all people.
Kani aa moggayandu velavadinatvanti yokka parimalame andari drushtini tana vaipuna laakkuntundi.
It is the fragrance and the sweet smell of the flower which attracts all people even before
adhe vidhamugane ee Jesus puttina tarvata క్రమక్రమేణా అనేక మంది అనేక రీతులుగా కూడాను ఆ బిడ్డను విచారించుకుంటూ వచ్చారు.
When Jesus was born, in the way that has been explained now, many people came to him and they were inquiring about him.
మొదట దర్శించినటువంటి వారు ముగ్గురు అరేబియన్ రాజులు.
Three kings were the first to get the darshan or a vision of Jesus.
ఒక్క రాజు చెప్పాడు, ఆ బిడ్డను చక్కగా చూచి ఈ బిడ్డ భగవంతుని అమితంగా ప్రేమించేటువంటి వాడుగా తయారవుతాడు అనింది.
వన్ కింగ్ వెన్ హీ సా దిస్ చైల్డ్ జీసస్ సెట్ దట్ దిస్ చైల్డ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బికమ్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ లవర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
ఇంకొక చక్రవర్తి చెప్పాడు, కాదు కాదు, భగవంతుడే ఈ బిడ్డను అమితంగా ప్రేమిస్తాడు అన్నారు.
Another king declared after seeing the child that not so, God instead will love this child very much.
ఇంకొక రాజు చెప్పాడు, కాదు కాదు, భగవంతుడే తాను తానే భగవంతుడు అన్నాడు.
The third king who saw this child said, it is not the way that you have explained. In fact, the child is God and God is this child.
అనగ దీని యొక్క అంతరార్థము ఏమిటి?
What is the inner meaning and significance?
భగవంతుని ప్రేమించేటువంటి వారందరూ కూడాను మెసెంజర్స్ అని.
The inner significance is all those people who love God are messengers.
భగవంతుడే మిమ్మల్ని ప్రేమించినప్పుడు వారు son of God అని.
When God loves you, then those people become the son of God.
బ్రహ్మవిత్ బ్రహ్మైవ భవతి అని తన తత్వం అంతా ఇప్పుడు భగవంతుని ఇమిడ్చి ద్వైత భావమును లేక ప్రేమించే సమయంలో తండ్రి కుమారుడు ఇద్దరు ఒకటే, ఐ అండ్ మై ఫాదర్ ఆర్ వన్ అన్నాడు.
వెన్ ఎనీ పర్సన్ గివ్స్ అప్ ది క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ ది థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ డ్యూయాలిటీ అండ్ మర్జెస్ హిజ్ ఓన్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ విత్ ద గాడ్ దెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ దెమ్ దెన్ దిస్ డిక్లరేషన్
పుట్టినప్పటి నుంచి కూడాను సామాన్యమైన బిడ్డల వలె కాక ఒక అధికమైనటువంటి యొక్క దైవ భావం కలిగినటువంటి యొక్క తేజస్సుతో ప్రకాశిస్తూ ఉండేటువంటి వాడు.
రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బర్త్ అన్లైక్ ది ఆర్డినరీ చిల్డ్రన్ దిస్ చైల్డ్ వాస్ షైనింగ్ ఫోర్త్ రెస్ప్లెండెంట్లీ విత్ డివైన్ క్వాలిటీ.
విలక్షణమైన గుణములు కలిగినటువంటి వాడు.
దిస్ చైల్డ్ హ్యాడ్ ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ క్వాలిటీస్.
దీనికి తగినట్టుగా తల్లి తండ్రి కూడాను భగవంతునికి పరమ భక్తులు.
The parents also were great devotees of the Lord to be in tune with this.
Mary kudanu chinna biddaku nirantaramu bhagavantuni yokka kathalu bhagavantuni gurinchinatvanti gunagana visheshamulu kudanu avitanga bodhisthu undetundidi.
Mary used to teach this small child in the childhood itself about God in form of number of stories giving greatness of God and divine qualities.
Apniki gali todainattuga aa Jesus యొక్క భావములకు తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క భక్తి ప్రబోధలు మరింత ఉప్పొంగింప చేశాయి.
దేర్ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ గ్రేట్ క్వాలిటీస్ అండ్ లవ్ ఫర్ గాడ్ ఇన్ జీసస్. ది టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది పేరెంట్స్ యాడెడ్ అండ్ మ్యాగ్నిఫైడ్ ది హోల్ ఆఫ్
ఈ విధంగా పెరుగుతూ వచ్చాడు జీసస్.
ఇన్ దిస్ వే జీసస్ వాజ్ గ్రోయింగ్.
12వ సంవత్సరం నుంచి కూడాను ఈ జీసస్ చాలా దైవం యొక్క తత్వమును శక్తి సామర్థ్యములను పెద్దలకు చాటడమే కాకుండా తాను కూడాను ఆచరించి ఆనందించి అనుభవిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ 12 జీసస్ వాజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ క్వాలిటీస్ అండ్ డివైన్ కాంటెంప్లేషన్. హి వాజ్ ఆల్సో ప్రీచింగ్ రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ టైమ్ అబౌట్ గాడ్.
తండ్రి వడ్రంగి పనిలో ఉండేటువంటి వాడు.
ఫాదర్ వాజ్ ఎ కార్పెంటర్.
తండ్రికి నిరంతరము కూడాను ఆ పని యందు సహాయం చేసి ఎన్నో విధములుగా తోడుగా ఉండేటువంటి వాడు.
హీ వాజ్ హెల్పింగ్ ఫాదర్ ఇన్ డూయింగ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ వర్క్ రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది యంగ్ డేస్.
ఈ విధంగా ఉండగా
వెన్ హీ వాజ్ క్యారీయింగ్ ఆన్ హిస్ లైఫ్ లైక్ దిస్
కొంతకాలమునకు జోసెఫ్ మరణించాడు.
ఆఫ్టర్ ఎ వైల్ జోసెఫ్ డైడ్.
ఈ బాధతో మేరీ చాలా బాధపడుతూ ఉండినది.
హిజ్ వైఫ్ వాజ్ వెరీ మచ్ వరీడ్ అబౌట్ ద
అమ్మ. మానవ జీవితం యొక్క లక్ష్యం ఏమిటి?
జీసస్ ఆస్క్డ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్.
కనుక మనం వచ్చినటువంటిది ఎక్కడి నుంచి వచ్చాం?
మదర్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ హావ్ వి కమ్.
మనం చేయవలసినది ఏమిటి?
what is the work which you should carry on?
దీనిని మరచి భౌతికమైన లౌకికమైన ఈ జగత్తునందే సుస్థిరంగా ఉండగలమని భ్రమించి భావించి కాలమును వ్యర్థం చేసుకుంటున్నాం.
Forgetting these great truths, we are wasting our time keeping our sights on this impermanent world as if this is a permanent world.
నారుడు అనగా ఆత్మ అని అర్థం.
One of the meanings of the word narudu is atma.
Akashadi pancha bhutamulu kudanu ee atma nundiye aavirbhavinchinatuvi.
All these five elements from sky to earth have emerged from atma.
Veetiki naramulu ani peru.
There is a word given to them, naramulu.
Ee naramulaku adipati ainatundi vaadu kanukine bhagavantuniki narayanamulu ani peru.
God has been called Narayana because he is the master of these five elements.
దీనిని పురస్కరించుకొని ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడాను ఆత్మస్వరూపుడే.
In this context, if one thinks every man is basically God.
ఆత్మ నుంచి ఆవిర్భవించినటువంటి ఈ మానవుడు అంతముతో కూడినటువంటి ఒక అవిద్యలో అనాత్మలో ప్రవేశిస్తున్నాడు.
Man who has taken birth from this atma is entering and getting bound up by this
ee loka sambandhamainatundi yokka samasta kriyalu kudanu aanandamulu kaani vaibhavulu kaani sukamulu kaani shanti kaani anni anityamuto koodinatundivi avidya swaroopamulu.
All the deeds and the actions associated with this external world are absolutely temporary, transient, they can never be permanent.
Kalukane inka prajallo praveshinchi ఈ అనాత్మ యొక్క భావములను వారికి బోధించి ఆత్మవైపున వారి మనస్సును మరల్చడానికి వచ్చాను అని తల్లితో చెప్పి నమస్కరించుకుని ఇల్లును వదిలాడు.
జీసస్ టోల్ ద మదర్ దట్ హి హస్ కమ్ డౌన్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు డైవర్ట్ ది పీపుల్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ టువర్డ్స్ ఆత్మ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ జాబ్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ వర్క్.
అక్కడ నుంచి జల్టాక్ అనేటువంటి యొక్క నదీ తీరములకు వెళ్లాడు.
దెన్ హీ వెంట్ టు ది షోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది రివర్ జెప్టా.
అక్కడికి వెళ్లి స్నానం చేసి యోసెస్ అనేటువంటి ఒక గురువు దగ్గర ఒక మంత్రమును దీక్షుకుని దీక్షను పూనాడు 40 దినములు.
హీ వెంట్ టు ద రివర్ హ్యాడ్ బాత్ వెంట్ టు ఎ ప్రిసెప్టర్ కాల్డ్ యోసెస్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ స్పెండ్ 45 డేస్ విత్ హిమ్.
విచారణ చేశాడు. జీవితం అంటే ఏమిటి? జీవితం యొక్క గమ్యం ఏమిటి? దీని ఆశయం ఏమిటి? ఈ మానవత్వంలో మనం చేయవలసినటువంటి పని ఏమిటి అనేటువంటి విచారణని చక్కగా 40 దినములందుకుండా కఠినమైనటువంటి ఒక దీక్ష పూనాడు.
హీ అండర్టుక్ రిగరస్ ఎన్క్వైరీ డ్యూరింగ్ దోస్ 45 డేస్ అండ్ ఎన్క్వైరీడ్ ఇన్ టు వాట్ ఈస్ లైఫ్, వాట్ ఈస్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, వాట్ ఈస్ ది గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, వాట్ ఈస్ ది
ఎంతకాలం మనం జీవించినప్పటికీ తిండి నిద్రాదులతోనే మనం జీవితాన్ని అంత్యం చేస్తున్నాం.
We will live for any length of time, but we are merely wasting eating and drinking.
We are not
undertaking any new inquiry and activity.
తాను తన కుటుంబాన్ని పోషించుకునే నిమిత్తమై కాలమునంతా వ్యర్థం చేస్తున్నాము.
Man is wasting his life and time in order to take care of his own family.
అందరిని పోషించేటువంటి వాడు భగవంతుడే.
There is God who takes care of everyone.
కనుక ఎవరిని ఎవరు పోషించుకోవటం?
హూ ఆఫర్స్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ టు హూమ్ అండ్ హూ సేవ్స్ హూమ్.
ఈ విధంగా చాలా విచారణ చేస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
ఆన్ దీస్ లైన్స్ హీ అండర్టుక్ ఎన్క్వైరీ
చేస్తూ వెరీ మూడు విషయాలు మాత్రమే జగత్తుకు చక్కగా గట్టిగా చెప్పి చాచాడు.
ఆఫ్టర్ సచ్ ఎన్క్వైరీ హీ డిక్లర్డ్ 3 ఇంపార్టెంట్ ట్రూత్స్ టు ద వరల్డ్.
భగవంతుడు ఒక్కడే.
దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ గాడ్.
అతను మహాశక్తులతో కూడినటువంటి వాడు.
He is all powerful, he commands all powers.
మహత్తరమైనటువంటి మహత్తులు కలిగినటువంటి వాడు.
He will have extraordinary
ఆ మహత్తులను ప్రజలకు చాటి చూపి ప్రజలను తన వైపున మరల్చుకోవడానికి ప్రయత్నించేటువంటి వాడు.
God is one who shows his powers and turns the attention of his people.
ఈనాటి మానవులు శక్తులను చూచే దైవం వైపున దృష్టిని మరల్చుతారు.
Today's people can turn their attention towards God only when they see the powers.
కనుక ఎవరిని బాధించకూడదు.
Do not hurt anyone.
Sarva jeevulu endukodanu udinatvanti vaadu sarveshwaru okkade.
There is only one God who is Sarveshwara found in every human.
Evarini baadinchina nappinchinappudiki daivamunike ee baadasam chokutundi.
Whomsoever you hurt Lord himself.
Ani poorthi ninnayam gaavinchukoni
he came to this conclusion.
Aa katinamaina aranyam nunchi bayaldeeraadu velakku.
He left the forest and traveled back.
అప్పటి నుంచి ఈ ప్రబోధలు ప్రజల లోపల చాలా పవిత్రమైనటువంటి భావంతో ఉల్లాసమైనటువంటి హృదయంతో ప్రజలను రంజింపజేసేటువంటి యొక్క మాటలతో వారికి బోధిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
From that time onwards, he undertook teachings and preachings to the people in sweet, clear-cut, beautiful words.
అయితే ఈ క్రైస్తవు అనేటువంటి పదం ఎక్కడి నుంచి వచ్చింది?
From where has this word Christ come?
Idi Greek language lopala Christ anaga abhivyaktudu ainatunti vaadu.
In Greek Christ means the one who has manifested, that means wanted.
Ee rakamainatunti yokka peru chetane appati munchi kudanu Christ Christ ani Jesus ku kotta naamamu abhrudhi avutu vachindi.
From that time onwards Jesus got this name Christ.
You all are in kingdom of Sai. You all are in Sai's home. You all are in Sai's light. You all are in Sai's heart. I will bless you in the holy night. This is your right.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, this is my food. My promise, truth is my death, bliss is my food.
Love is my home, truth is my death,
bliss
is my food.
My life is my message, expansion is my life. Life is my message. My life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
No birth for love, no death for love. No birth for love, no death for love. Love is my form, truth is my breath.
నమామి శంకర శివ శంకర శంభో
శివ శంకర నమామి శంకర శివ శంకర శంభో
శివ శంకర నమామి శంకర శివ శంకర శంభో Shambho. Shiva Shankara Shambho. Sai Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Govinda Madhava Sai Narayana Govinda సత్య నారాయణ గోవింద మాధవ సాయి నారాయణ గోవింద కేశవ
Thank you.
भक्तजनासंरक्षक परतिमहेश्वर ॐ जय जगदीश हरे मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण 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 ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सुखिनो भवन्तु
शान्ति जय बोलो